Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. This is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose on Thursday, January 11th. As an employee and an employer, I always look at the relationship between those two dynamics to gauge the success of the initiatives that I get involved with. So when I'm working for someone, I always look at how are they treating me and how are they treating the other employees? Because, you know, I'm a big boy. I can take care of myself. And I understand my rights and my ability to speak up when those rights are violated. But what about the other people you work with? What about the others who don't have that voice or don't have that conviction that sometimes you need to speak up? So when you also think about why employees need to come before the customers of the companies we work with, what I'm saying is that if you are basing your business on customer service, and that's great, why aren't you basing your culture on treating your employees like the best customers so they don't complain, so they don't cause problems? So, you know, every time when a company talks about what's good about them or a store, you say, well, you know, what makes us different is our team. We're really proud. They're so loyal. They're wonderful. They have a great attitude. You know, and those sentiments are really meaningful and true, but do they really quite reach the core of what the organization is all about? I was reading an article by Luis Rodriguez in Forbes magazine, and he is a community outreach voice for the magazine. So I look at what he's saying as real reflection on him being a customer, as well as someone who's writing about customers. So it obviously sounds, you know, clear that every company should be patient, customer centric. And in a pharmacy, our customers our patients are the customers. And it's really important that we service those customers to the highest level. But we also need to work in environments where the business objectives of the companies we work for are also customer oriented to their employees. Do they create an environment where you walk into work every day feeling that you'll be replaced, that they want to find a way to fire you? Well, let me tell you something. Working for big companies way before I worked for the pharmacy industry, nobody wants to fire you. It's too expensive. It's too legally challenging. There's a slippery slope to getting fired, especially in a big organization or a corporation, because they are subject to so much looking at how they do things that they are very skeptical about going that extra yard to fire you. So what do? They want you to quit. They make the environment so uncomfortable, so difficult that you say, I just give up. You know, I just can't do this anymore. And we've all had that experience. You know, in many cases, and not only just when I worked in pharmacy, but in other organizations that I worked with and worked for, you can always feel the tension and you can always feel how they're leveraging the fact that they're the boss and you're just an employee. Well, if I'm just an employee who is expected to deliver world-class customer service because I want to extend the branding of the company I work with, is that company providing that work environment and their best selves to me and to my efforts? Because the most dangerous thing an organization can do is presume that their employees are doing the best that they can. And the only way you get that is if you do the best that you can as an employer. So as my business career evolved, and I became very entrepreneurial, I had the opportunity to obviously start a number of different initiatives and business initiatives. And I always felt that the feedback that I got from the people who worked with me, because I never felt they worked for me, was the most important thing that I could ever gather. If someone decided to leave the work environment that I was developing, the first person I looked at was myself. What did I do to create an environment where he or she didn't feel that this was in their best interest? You know, and you listen to others make judgments on the people. When I took over a pharmacy location, I spoke to the manager. I was becoming the manager and she was stepping down. And I said, well, you know, tell me a little bit about the people. And she's, oh, listen, we have one individual, the lead tech. She's the best. I couldn't get through the day without her. She is the one you can count on. She is the one who runs the store. She's the one. Well, what about the other ones? Well, I got to tell you, this one's got this problem and this one complains about this. And this one is not doing her job and this one's not doing his job. And they talk about this and talk about that. And I said, all right, well, that's a pretty, you know, strong assessment that you're feeling that all these other people don't have the leadership skills of your one lead tech. I said, okay, well, thank you for that insight. And it was a store, obviously, that was in deep, deep trouble. That's why they put me in there. They gave me 2 free tickets on the Titanic. You know, so I went in my first day, and there's that lead tech. So I go over to production, and I, you know, start to pull some medications and baskets and print some labels. She goes, oh, no. I got this. You just stay over there, and you just verify the prescriptions. I went, oh, wow. Okay. I guess this is going to be the way it is. She took an ownership, a lack of collaborative approach to her business, to her little fiefdom. And then I watched all the techs come in, and they were afraid to ask her a question, afraid to get guidance because she was just saying, no, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. It wasn't, let me show you, let me help you. So what I learned from that pharmacy environment is that the team and the culture is so important. And you listeners out there who are in those environments know it. But the challenge is that when your boss doesn't know it and they come in and treat you with lack of respect, how can you treat your employees with that same respect? So we turned that store around. I went to the first person, the lowest, and I don't say low, but the person who entered the store, who just came into the store. Her name was Asma. And I said, Asma, let you and I work together. Let's see if we can make this pathway to success a team effort. And Asma was brilliant and she cared. So anyway, don't listen to others tell you what people can't do. And don't let anybody tell you you can't do that. I don't care if it's your boss or a coworker or anybody else. So this is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose on Thursday, the 10th of January, and everybody have a wonderful day.